Right now on VFN TV, there is a terrorist attack. A young 23-year-old soldier in Israel, in Jerusalem, was stabbed to death. A tragedy. Also, we're going to go with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he goes to comfort the family. And we'll be talking about hope again for freedom in Cuba right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
So what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit. Instead, he put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no. There's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
Life is winning again in America.
Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homes. What was will be again.
Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, tragedy has struck again in Jerusalem, in Israel. A young 23-year-old officer, Sergeant Major Hadass Malka, as you're looking at her right now, 23 years old, she was stabbed to death while she was protecting the city. It's a tragedy that took place. She tried to defend herself. She got stabbed many times, and she died in the hospital. It was a Palestinian terrorist. When you're looking at them coming in, as we talked about on our program, and trying to negotiate for peace, this is what they're promoting. As a matter of fact, they even pay the families of the ones who kill the Jewish people in these terrorist attacks. It's tragic. Before we go right to hearing more on the scene, I want you to get a good idea of what we're talking about at the Damascus Gate. We're talking about the city of Jerusalem. Look at this map right here. You're looking at a map of Israel, and you got the different gates going on right here. You got the Jaffa Gate. You got the New Gate. You have Damascus Gate, the Herod Gate, the Lion Gate, the Golden Gate, the Dung Gate, and the Zion Gate. Well, this is the gate. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is the actual gate itself. And she was guarding the Jewish people. You know, if you ever go there and you're taking a tour of Israel, she's keeping you safe. She's the soldier keeping you safe. And they stabbed her to death. A tragic attack that's happening again and again in Israel. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Naftali. Naftali was an IDF soldier. He's right there. He's a messianic believer, a Christian Jew, loves Israel. And here he's as we are, devastated about what took place. As a matter of fact, let's go to Naftali now.
Yesterday, Hadass Malka died in a horrible terror attack at Damascus Gate in Jerusalem. On Shabbat Eve, three Palestinian terrorists armed with knives and weapons attacked two different locations in Jerusalem. One of the terrorists assaulted Hadass while she fought him with bare hands for seconds, trying to pull off her weapon and defend herself. She was stabbed several times, was rushed to the hospital, but died of her wounds. Hadass, only 23 years old, left two parents, three sisters, and two brothers. Can you imagine what her family is going through right now? They sent their own daughter to protect the land of Israel, and she made the hardest sacrifice of all, her life. When I read the news today, I saw that Hamas was celebrating her death. And it shocks me every time. How can anyone celebrate a human being's death? This is what Israel is dealing with. Israel is dealing with terrorists on a daily basis. And I'm not saying this because I read it somewhere. I'm saying this from my personal experience when I was in the IDF. For me personally, it's a very sad day because how many more lives will we need to sacrifice for the sake of security and peace in the region? When I served in the IDF as a combat medic and a tanker, they didn't teach me to look for battles. No. They taught me how to defend the land of Israel. And it breaks my heart that the bloodshed continues and now the families of the terrorists are gonna get paid by the Palestinian government. I want to use this video to call out everyone I know. When this video ends, please say your prayer for the family of Hadass Malka as they are going through hard times right now. And also please remember Jerusalem in your prayers.
We will remember to keep the family in our prayers. You know, moments before her life was taken at 23 by a Palestinian terrorist where she's going to see stabbing her to death, she sent out a post to her friends. As a matter of fact, this is her face. She took her smiling selfie and she sent this out, Hadass did, to her friends. She told them, Shabbat Shalom to my loving friends and family. She's wishing them a good Shabbat. Moments later, and think about this, everybody that's saying and promoting the Palestinian people when Israel's been trying to embrace them, trying to help them, Naftali said, listen, we've been trained to defend Israel. We're never trained to go out and cause battles. And look what's taking place. She was defending her people, and she gave her life at 23 years old. This is a tragedy. Right at the Damascus Gate. This is a biblical view of what's taking place. We got to realize, my goodness, we have to wake up and stand with Israel and don't tolerate the terrorism that's taking place again and again in Israel. Listen, we get back from this break. You know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Sarah, his wife, they go to Hadass's family's home to be able to comfort them. We're going to go there with them. Join us after the break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Our hearts just go out to Hadass, you know, Hadass Malka's family.
Yes.
23-year-old soldier, you're seeing her face. This is what she just sent out to her friends, wishing them, you know, a lovely Shabbat, you know, and just, it's just very sad. And it's happening continually as Naftali's seeing it again and again, yeah. You know, being right there. And we're seeing it. We've been talking to everybody about it on the program.
It's a tragedy. You have an IDF soldier.
Yes.
Who's providing security not only just for the citizens of Israel, right. But are the millions of tourists that go every year
right.
to visit Jerusalem and the other places, and to know that someone would take a knife and be right. so engaged and stab a soldier.
She's literally trying, the reports are, to do what you do as a soldier, you know, but she couldn't
get a weapon.
Because they could just come up on you and just start stabbing you. And she was fighting, and you know, she died of her wounds, you know, in the hospital. But 23, John, I mean, that's like, you know, that's just tragic. It's very tragic. And they're just defending themselves. They're just there to make sure everybody's safe.
Not looking for trouble.
Not even looking for trouble. Trying to prevent trouble. And the evilness of someone, this Palestinian terrorist, just has come up and start stabbing. But understand this. They are paying families.
Yes.
They are paying families that if you're a Palestinian Muslim and you go and you kill a Jewish person, they will pay your family. The government of Hamas will pay your family so much money a month, depending on how many people you kill. This is what's going on. They teach their children in the classrooms, you know, how to stab. And we actually had a program, we had Naftali on, where he's interviewing them. He's showing, you know, the Palestinian people, what do you think about this? The kids are going, stab, 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 yeah. holding a knife. And their responses were very just lackadaisical, like, oh, well, you know, they're just upset with something.
That's good.
And this is what he was talking about when he was interviewing him in the streets, is what we're talking about. And, you know, we're seeing this violence just increase, and it's not normal, even though it's becoming common. It's not normal to be taking lives and this horrific terror taking place.
It's not normal, nor should it be accepted.
Right.
And what we're doing on this program is bringing awareness.
Yes.
Because
yes.
so many times the media and just others want to bury what's happening to Israel, but we want to bring it in the forefront. Yeah. And let you see human lives, a real person who's yeah. being brutally murdered just for being Israeli, just for being Jewish.
And you know, if you've been to the city before, you know this is the walls of the city, the Damascus Gate. It's one of the gates that you go out to the city. And she was one of those guards standing right there. And so, you know, just her typical day. She had no idea that was her last moments here, you know, on earth. And another reason why we need to really be ministering and letting people know about eternity.
Yes.
Because we're all facing eternity. As a matter of fact, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu going to her parents' home, Hadass's parents' home, and comforting with his wife Sarah, comforting the family. As a matter of fact, take a look. the family you're seeing on the right side of your screen. And that's the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is Hadassah's family. They just lost their 23-year-old daughter, sister. This is Sarah, the Prime Minister's wife. Sarah Netanyahu. Comforting the families. Tragedy, just tragedy.
She lost her life defending Israel.
Defending Israel. They're in Ezer, where they're meeting. This is Ezer, where the family lives. He's going to speak in Hebrew. We're going to tell you some of the things that he's sharing with the family. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, we came to salute her, to bow our heads in her memory, to be with you all. It's just a terrible loss, he said. This is the father, this is Hadassah's father, about to speak. So difficult, such a tragedy. Trying to get the words, that's so difficult. The father, he's saying, Hadassah's father says, there are people who made a mark on the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Most of them accomplished this during their long lives. But our Hadass was so young, and yet she made a mark of love on the nation and the state. No, it just breaks your heart. You know, you just don't, at 23, you're just getting started in life, you know, and it's just such a tragedy. And you see, we have a president who stands up for Israel. President Donald Trump stands up
yes.
for Israel. We have a Secretary of State who's standing up for Israel. We have a new awareness of safety in the Middle East rising up. Even Saudi Arabia is joining in to come against terrorism. You have the Secretary of Defense, and they are coming right in and dealing with terrorism. And this is they're trying to stop, you know, the root of terrorism. This era.
It's a new season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new administration.
But the same evil stuff.
Same evil stuff. And what we're trying to do is continue to raise this awareness, like I said earlier, for us to pray, for us to be engaged, because this evil must end. We cannot accept this as the new normal.
Evil's never normal.
Evil's never normal.
Never normal. And you know, this will be talked about in the heavenlies, because
right.
I mean, when you think about heaven, and you think about the design of heaven, you think about the rule of Christ coming here to earth, the Messiah ruling and reigning from the city, and remembering that the evilness of this Palestinian terrorist who gets a money from the government, his family does, for doing this. You know, the report, they even named streets after these guys who do this.
These are the things that must be discussed when people and nations are pushing, you know, a two-state solution. That these atrocities
And they're talking about
have
a Palestinian
yes.
state, and they're talking about an Israeli state.
Yes.
And until you're ready to accept and acknowledge Israel, and you're ready to live at peace, then there is no deal.
And stop funding terrorism. Stop funding this intifada.
To begin with that.
Let's start with that.
And it's just tragic. No, we're going to be in a future program talking about there's people right now in America who are against our Constitution, against our government, and they're talking about having an intifada right here in America, you know, to come against the government. That's what we're talking intifada. This is what they're talking about. As a matter of fact, we're going to go right to the funeral You know, we want to just honor Hadass and her life and her burial, and we want to go to the funeral. You're not going to hear us speak, but just go there with her in heart and pray for the family. We want to join them as we remember Hadass and her huge sacrifice of giving her life for the safety of Israel. Let's go to the funeral now.
Hadass, אנחנו מלווים אותך היום למנוחת עולמים, הלומי יגון וכאב, אך מלאי השראה. הלומי יגון אנחנו על שהלכת מאיתנו, אישה צעירה ומוכשרת, שכל עתידה היה לפניה. כמה יופי ושמחת חיים היו בך, ואיזה חלל עצום הותרת. למשפחתך היית עמוד תווך מרכזי. כל מי שהכיר אותך מספר על הנוכחות המלאה והקורנת שלך בכל מקום שבו היית. בולטת, מוקפת חברים, אוהבת ונאהבת, חדורת אמונה במה שאת עושה. מפקדייך התפעלו מהמקצועיות שלך כלוחמת אמיצה. הדס, הפגנת כישורי לחימה, אומץ ומסירות בשער שכם בירושלים ובכל מקום בו הגנת לנו. תכונות שעוד ישמשו דוגמה ומופת ללוחמות וללוחמים רבים היום ובעתיד. לא זכיתי להכיר אותך, אבל אזרחי ישראל ואני בתוכם מבינים היטב ממי אנחנו נפרדים היום. כל אחד מבין. כי הדס, כפי שאמרו לפניי, את לא היית חייבת לעמוד בקו החזית. איש לא כפה זאת עלייך. עמדו בפנייך מסלולי חיים קלים יותר, אבל את בחרת בדרך הקשה והמאתגרת, ועשית זאת לא פעם אחת, כי אם פעמיים, גם בשירות הצבאי וגם לאחר השחרור, כששבת והצטרפת שוב אל הקו הראשון בחזית של לוחמי ולוחמות מג"ב. כשאת מבינה היטב את גודל המשימה, את מורכבותה, את המסוכנות שבה, אך את הדס, גיבורת ישראל, ואינך פוחדת משום דבר. יהי זכרה של רב סמל ראשון הדס מלכה ברוך וחתום בלב העם כולו.
הדס וחבריה לצוות הגנו בחירוף נפש ובאומץ לב. הרגו את השלושה אשר היו חמושים גם ברובי סכינים, אך לצערי הדס שילמה בחייה. כולי תקווה שלא נידרש עוד להספיד את לוחמנו, אך כמפקד משמר הגבול אני מתחייב שנמשיך להילחם בטרור ללא פשרות. אל למרצחים לחשוב.
Our hearts so go out to the Hadass family, and I encourage you to pray for them, but also pray for the peace and the protection of Israel. You know, God says, if he said these days that you'll become a trembling cup, that nations around him will become a trembling cup, and that you know, these things are happening, but we maintain our connection with human beings and the Jews that are in the land, and it's just so tragic. And we're thankful for Naftali being brave.
Yes.
He's our unofficial field reporter in Jerusalem, has the heart of the Lord and what he's doing, just so, but his heart's broken, obviously, you know, over this. And our future program, we'll be having him on as he's speaking to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. What do you say on social media right now when people are just attacking you? And he gives some great advice. I want you to remember to pray for Naftali, because this is what we believe. We believe that you can be the next field reporter. We've got to begin to go out and capture the truth for what it is. For whatever reason, regular media has turned dark, and they're slanted, and they have an agenda, and even though they know it's wrong, they just keep on saying it. But you know what? We're not dependent on that. You have an iPhone. You have an Android phone. You can walk out to a meeting. You can do this exact thing that Naftali's doing. And if you'll do that, and bring it, make it part. There's certain things you need to do as an embedded reporter, then possibly your material can make it on VFN TV, because we need to stand up for Hadass and all the ones that have given their lives for such tragic conditions. And one of the things too, by supporting VFN TV, you're standing with Israel. Who's telling you this? Who is standing up and letting you know what's going on? That's what's happening at VFN TV. That's what we do. Naftali, you can actually go to his channel and subscribe, and we'll make that available to you as well. But just connect with those who are connected to the truth, and you'll be connected to the truth. and be a part of it. And one way you can do that, you know, is partnering with us. You know, it's our partners, people who give financially and prayerfully, that keeps us on the air and reaching over 203 countries right now, as a matter of fact. And we have this gift for you. We want to send it to you, and it's very timely because, you know, freedom, when God gives us freedom, this generation is so used to being handed on a silver platter. But really, there comes a time when the oppression in our lives is over. But we have to fight for that freedom, especially if the oppression came because we were rebellious.
That's right.
You know, we have, if you know our behavior, well, hasn't been good as a, but now you're seeing people turn back to God. But we got to fight for the freedom that God has given us. And Hadassah was doing it by standing her place. As a matter of fact, here's the details how this, we want to send this to you at no cost to you for your gift of any amount.
Offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom. There is a cost to living in rebellion to God and failing to acknowledge Him personally and as a nation. That cost is oppressive leadership or living an oppressed life. This kind of oppression is not to push us away from the Lord, but to bring us back to the Lord. The very reason it comes upon a nation is because they've turned away from God. Yet there comes a time when this oppression is over. In this message, you'll be able to gain wisdom from looking back and learning how Israel was under great oppression, as God had sold them to a ruthless, cruel governmental leader for 20 years. You'll also learn how important it is to turn back to God and listen for His voice, a word from the Lord, when He begins to give you wisdom and how to fight for your freedom, and how important it is to hear what He says, believe Him, and act on it to be free. You'll discover how many words of freedom from the Lord sit on the shelf waiting for someone to believe the oppression is over, believe God, and fight for the freedom that God wants you to believe. We learn all through this, through the life of Deborah. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can go to VFNTV.com and become a partner by clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We had a garage sale with the kids, got all the stuff together, put up the flyers. They did the work.
Joanne Kraft on this Focus on the Family Minute, sharing how their family prepared financially for a vacation.
And you know, you'd be amazed at how many adults, they want to see kids doing that, and how many just bless the kids. The kids made, I think it was $265, something around there, where they each had like $60.
Wow, that's a great
for
idea.
For Disneyland. So when we went to Disneyland, anything over and above the tickets and basically their needs, their meals, you know, they had to pitch in. And we went to breakfast, and orange juice was like $2 more than the already paid for meal. Well, we didn't pay that extra $2. We could have paid that extra $2, but we said, hey, you have your money from the garage sale. Well, guess who didn't want the orange juice?
Hard work might just help your children understand the value of money. More insights from Joanne Kraft today at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Sin is not just an act, it is an attitude. The offense is not only in the transgression, but in the intention. The Sermon on the Mount makes this clear. Lust is adultery, even if it never passes beyond the look of desire. Hateful anger is murder, even if blood is never spilled. This is so because the seat of sin is in the heart and the will, not only in the action. While all of us may not violate all of the commandments, we are generally very proud of the ones we keep, and we have no sympathy with those who are violators in areas where we ourselves are virtuous. No wonder the Bible says how deceitful and desperately wicked is the heart of man.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience, around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world.
If you've been missing our program, or you got, you're saying, I wish I would have got that, or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to vfntv.com. And I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Cuba. It was wild what the previous administration was doing with Cuba. It did make sense, their goals and what they were doing, but it wasn't right in what was happening. And the Cuban people, they're not teaching history anymore. We'll talk more about it in a future program, but they don't teach history. Majors who are going to teach history for others stop hearing history in our education system at eighth grade.
That's amazing.
And they're going to go teach history.
Amazing.
And they learn more in 2 weeks with David Barton than they did with wall builders, than they did
years of
all the years,
including education.
They were going back for their not their 4 year, but their
masters.
Yeah, they're going back for their masters in history. In 2 weeks, they learned more. And the thing about it is, the Castro, Cuba was free. Cuba's 90 miles off the Florida coast of America. It's real close. At one time, we had nuclear threat coming from them. There was, they're called the Bay of Pigs. Those pigs are submarines underwater. That's what they called them, the Bay of Pigs. Russian submarines that were possibly during John Kennedy's administration shoot them at us. Mm. And that's a whole story in itself. But Cuba was free. That's where a lot of Americans went and vacation and different things, and they came back and forth. But all of a sudden, he came from Mexico, I believe,
yes.
Right? Castro did. Came into the small island of Cuba and began to just totally take over the people. Put communism clamps down and begin to line like 91 of their leaders and just shot them all, just abused the people. It's been terrible for
it's
60
horrific.
Years now.
It's a lockdown.
But President Trump just undid with one swipe of a pen everything the previous administration done, and the Cuban people in America are celebrating him. But something so awesome happened here during that time. One of the people that Castro killed, well, when he took over Cuba, was a police chief. And after he was in leadership for a while, the police chief's son was excellent at playing the violin. They went to his school and they demanded him to come in to be able to play the violin for him. It's like, you killed my father, you know, you think. And so he refused to go. And they came blazing in, John, with guns.
Wow.
And demanded him to play.
After they had just killed his father.
Well, recently, you know, he was 12 at this time. But I'm not going to break. I'm just going to show you. Tell you. You got to see this. Watch what your president or President Donald Trump, wherever you're watching this, has honored the Cuban people in our country, the Cuban people from Cuba, and this young man who was forced at gunpoint, reportedly, to play his violin. Look what happened then, and find out what happened now. Check it out.
America believes that free, independent, and sovereign nations are the best vehicle for human happiness, for health, for education, for safety, for everything. We all accept that all nations have the right to chart their own paths, and I'm certainly a very big believer in that. So we will respect Cuban sovereignty, but we will never turn our backs on the Cuban people. That will not happen. Over the years, a special sympathy has grown between this land of the free and the beautiful people of that island so close to our shores and so deeply woven into the history of our region. America has rejected the Cuban people's oppressors. They are rejected. Officially today, they are rejected. And to those people, America has become a source of strength and our flag a symbol of hope. I know that is exactly what America is to you and what it represents to you. It represents the same to me. It represents the same to all of us. And that is what it was to a little boy Luis Haza. You ever hear of Luis? Became very famous, great talent. Just 8 years old when Fidel Castro seized power. At the time, Luis's father was the police chief in Santiago de Cuba. You know Santiago? Yeah? Oh, they know Santiago. Just days after Fidel took control, his father was one of 71 Cubans executed by firing squad near San Juan Hill at the hands of the Castro regime. Luis buried his grief in his great love of music. He began playing the violin so brilliantly and so beautifully. Soon the regime saw his incredible gift and wanted to use him for propaganda purposes. When he was 12, they organized a national television special and demanded he play a solo for Raul Castro, who, by the way, is leaving now. I wonder why. They sent an official to fetch Luis from his home, but Luis refused to go. And a few days later, Castro's soldiers barged into his orchestra practice area, guns blazing. They told him to play for them. Terrified, Luis began to play. And the entire room was stunned by what they heard. Ringing out from the trembling boy's violin was a tune they all recognized. This young Cuban boy was playing the Star Spangled Banner. Luis played the American national anthem all the way through. And when he finished, the room was dead silent. When we say that America stands as a symbol to the world, a symbol of freedom, and a symbol of hope, that is what Luis meant. And that is what Luis displayed that day. It was a big day. It was a great day. And that is what we will all remain. That was a very important moment, just like this is now for Cuba, a very important moment. America will always stand for liberty, and America will always pray and cheer for the freedom of the Cuban people. Now, that little boy whose story I just told you, the one who played that violin so beautifully so many years ago, is here with us today in our very, very packed and extremely warm auditorium. Of course, he is no longer a little boy, but a world-renowned violinist and conductor, one of the greats. And today he will once again play his violin and fill the hearts of all who love and cherish Cuba, the United States, and freedom. I would like now to invite Luis to the stage. Luis.
so awesome. And think Amazing. About the full circle moment that is, because when yes. your dad has been murdered by a totalitarian communistic leader who just barged in from Mexico to take over Cuba, which was Castro, mm-hmm. Fidel Castro, and his brother, Raul, and who's in leadership right now at the time of this, but he's saying he's leaving, so we got to explore that a little
That's
bit. That's huge, because his family has oppressed and hurt. You, all these Cuban Americans that you see right now, they have family members. They've had to leave Cuba and still being oppressed there. This one particular lady that we didn't have a chance to be able to show you, but we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch, but she was in jail, John, 15 years as a political prisoner there. And President Trump brought her up and embraced her and gave her the mic. And she thanked President Trump. She thanked America. She said, I still have all of them in my eyes and my memory for the my people in Cuba. And he just embraced her and gave her a kiss on the cheek. Can you imagine, though, that here you are in jail, in Castro's world, being oppressed, and because of the new leader that was going to rise. I mean, the previous leader was dancing.
Oh, yeah.
With the Castro, Raul Castro, in the streets. I mean, literally, they were dancing in the streets. And the new leader's like, I want to free the prisoners, the political prisoners. He's saying, let them go.
Well, you know, God has a plan for Cuba and the Cuban people. And according to the prophetic words, a couple of them, is that they're going to see unprecedented revival in Cuba. I mean, Cuba's already experiencing revival. We've talked about it on this program. A move of God.
During the oppression.
We
can learn a lot of things, how the church thrived during that time, because there's so many distractions right now.
Yeah.
And people are focusing on the shiny object. But when the shiny object's taken away because they had nothing.
Well, listen, one of the pastors in Cuba says, and we shared this on one of our programs, that our people, why we have so many church plants, is our people don't have the entertainment. They don't have the resources. I think they live on a dollar a day.
We can't come to public buildings. And
So they do the work of the Lord. They evangelize. They go into their neighborhoods and they preach the gospel and they witness, and they meet in homes all across
Cuba.
That's
what is their birth in homes. The Baptist church, the charismatic church, they both have thrived there in a powerful way. And we'll make that related so you can find out about it. But it's like a revival is going to be coming out of Cuba. I think it was Rick Joyner that prophesied about
Rick Joyner and Rich Vera as well, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Rich Vera. Yeah. One of the words is that Cuba's going to see such a turnaround that the property in Cuba is just going to be worth so much money.
Right.
It's going to be bustling. So you have the revival, the blessing of God.
And this whole thing just flipped. Nobody ever would have thought, unless you heard the word and believed the word of the Lord, that God was going to flip this thing around. And he's flipping the world. You have these programs on television called Flip a House.
Yeah.
God is flipping the world right now. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, even though what we're going to tell you is happening, I don't believe it's going to totally turn around. But a judge has ruled on the Gulf Coast city, in the city of Pensacola, to take down the cross in a public park. It's I can't believe it, but it's happening. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel in love at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I want you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You're not going to believe this, but a judgment rules, and John, you're going to fill us in on this, to take down a cross at a park, Bayview Park, in the city of Pensacola, right off the Gulf Coast. You're seeing it there. John, tell us this craziness is going on.
Federal judge rules cross violates the law and must be removed. It says atheists across...
The cross violates the law?
Some law, yes. I don't know what
you
law that is.
You think trying to assassinate congressmen, you would think going riding
we
in the streets...
We would want to keep the cross.
You would think... Well, you would think that's violating the law.
Oh, yeah.
The cross is doing nothing but standing there
We're
as
standing
a standard.
There. Yeah.
The things that are going on.
I didn't know that a law. Yeah, you're right. It's in a person. The cross is violating a law. Think
right.
About
why
that.
People are protesting in the streets and doing at mock killings of our president
yes.
in the park, and it's
yes.
like, and they're saying this is violating the law.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What do
you
say?
He says atheists across the. And this article is from the Charisma News. Mm. They're reporting this. Todd Starnes is the author of this article. He says atheists across the fruited plain are rejoicing after a federal judge, Judge Vincent. Declared that a cross it erected in a Florida park violated the law and must come down. He says, quote, I am aware that there's a lot of support in Pensacola to keep the cross as is, and I understand and respect that point of view, Judge Roger Vincent. But the law is the law, he says, and the law was lawsuit was filed in 2016 by the notorious Freedom From Religion Foundation, the American Humanist Association, on behalf of four Pensacola citizens.
Four. So you think about this. Jesus is so powerful. You think about it. He's so awesome, you know.
Yes.
And he did accomplish such a great work
yeah.
on the cross.
Yeah.
God encountering us.
Yeah.
You know, it was the conduit to connect us to him because he paid for our sins on that cross.
That's right.
Not that cross, but the cross in Calvary.
That's
that,
right.
God so loved us that he gave his son to live a sinless life, but also pay the price and die on the cross.
Mm.
And he was buried in the grave and raised the third day. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And he's watching these four folks, scared to death of the awesome thing. I understand why you're scared, because it is awesome. But taking down little pieces of wood is not going to change it. He is a king.
That's right.
He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And you can take all these things down you want to, but it won't change the reality. You have to confront. You're going to be confronted in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you so scared of? A little piece of wood.
A little piece of wood.
A branch, a tree. You know why? Because the curse. Every man was cursed because cursed is it, but Jesus took that curse on, and he says, cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. Not only did he take on our sins, but that represents the fact that he hung on a tree that took away the curse. So we're no longer cursed.
That's right.
And all these people who are in darkness are wanting to curse and speak these things out. You can't. Jesus broke the curse. Mm. But it's just amazing to me.
Yeah. You know, the cross is so powerful, and his name is so powerful. Yeah. What name?
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. You can say any name that you want to say. No one has a problem with that.
Right.
But once you mention the name of Jesus, everything breaks
loose. Well, you know, they probably don't understand that he's no longer on the cross.
No, you know, he's not there.
He's not there.
And he's no longer in a manger either.
So you can't do, he's alive.
Yes, he is.
He's alive. I mean, he's alive. That's the difference between false gods and our true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the fact that he's alive.
Yeah. It's not just the fact that he died on the cross. It's what happened 3 days later.
The Father rose him up on the third day so that he was the firstborn from amongst us. Yeah. So listen, the reason why you're struggling with a piece of wood, because you're convicted of the reality that God created everything. He created everything. And you're disturbed by that. But you know what? He loves you. If you take this moment and say, you know what, instead of trying to fight against God, because that's what you're really doing, because it's between you and God, and you won't win with that, just surrender to him. Just give your life over to him. As a matter of fact, many people have done that. They originally fought, like Saul did. You read about him in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. We were talking about the Damascus Gate, as we talked about the early part of this program. Yes. It was the road to Damascus. And as he was going there, he thought Jesus was dead. He didn't think he was God, but he found out both those things weren't true because he met a living God on the road to Damascus. And he turned his whole life around from trying to take down crosses and tear down the church, from being a terrorist against the church. He became a sole advocate of the church and wrote almost 50% of the New Testament that we read today. A lot of the letters that were written. He went into captivity. He was put into prison. He was carried as a prisoner. But you know what? He was free all the time. And we're reading his stuff now. So I just want to tell you, if you're worried about this, listen, you can take down all the little sticks and crosses you want to. That's already done with already. He's sitting on a throne. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. And he loves you. Your contention is not with man. It's not with laws. And if you're a judge thinking to go that way, realize you're going to have to answer for that on the last days.
Yes.
Because it says, you are ashamed of me before men. If you didn't bring me up before men, if you took down the cross because you thought about people were going to think bad about you, when you stand before the Father, I'm not going to stand for you.
Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah. Reportedly, this cross has been up for 75 years.
It's the JCs that put it up?
The JCs put it up.
JCs are like an organization.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And no one was offended until now. And, and the truth is that God belongs in the public square. If you look at all of the monuments of Washington, D.C., Newt Gingrich wrote a great book called Rediscovering God in America. Mm-hmm. And he takes every single monument and he talks about all the scriptures that are written all over them. The Washington, D.C., Washington Monument for George Washington.
Well, I think about this. I think about the city of Pensacola, the mayor of the city and the city council, not all of them.
Oh.
They brought in a disciple of Satan.
Yes.
They gave him a speaking place over the city and let him chant over the city. And now look at the gateways they're opening up. Now the same city now is taking
that
down.
That is, wow. Absolutely.
And we were there to cover that. We have that before. You can see it. It really happened.
It happened.
You know, and I asked where the mayor was, and they said the mayor's upstairs in his office. And like, what's going on down here? And the city council, not all of them, but enough of them asked this guy to come in and gave him the platform.
The president of the time.
They did not have to. They did not have to. And he chanted his little stuff out. So four people complained. And you're looking at what happens when you open the door to Satan in your city. Pray for Pensacola. Pray that the hearts will turn around. Pray that godly leadership will come into the city council and to the mayor's office. And it's very important to do that because God will turn things around. When there's good leadership, godly leadership, people rejoice. But when there's leadership going the other way, it says the people's teeth
mourn.
Cringe.
Yeah.
And we don't need this kind of thing to happen because revival's coming. Great awakening is coming.
Yes.
And everything's going to turn. You want to be part of those that are turning the nation back to God. Let's pray. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for those that are standing up for righteousness, God. Lord, we pray right now for comfort, Lord, for Hadas.
Yes, Lord.
Hadas's family, Lord, that you would comfort all the IDF soldiers of this tragic loss that took place, Father God. And I pray for eternity would be on our minds, that we would understand that you
rescued us, and all we have to do is just reach out to you. Lord, and those that are out there, Father God, that are worried about a cross coming down, Lord, I pray that you'd speak to them and to understand they are our witness. We don't need just a piece of wood. We need their mouth and their feet going out, sharing about the love of Christ, that they would just be so stirred to stand up for you in this life, Father God. And I just pray comfort, Lord, over all those in Israel as our hearts mourn for the tragic loss of this 23-year-old Sergeant Major Hadass in Israel. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.